in Senla, and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway. Yes. God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Lord, we come before thy divine presence in this glorious day of yours. Lord, we thank you for giving us this opportunity to gather together that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. And dear Lord, as we have heard this song just recently, there ought to be some praise in our hearts. No matter what we might be going through with this morning, we can praise you anyhow because we have the assurance that you are with us. And Lord, we know that as long as you are with us, we have a living hope that things will get better. And Lord, we thank you. We are weak. You are able to give us strength. Where there's sorrow, you are able to give us joy. And oh God, we thank you this morning. Now, Lord, thou art the potter, I am the clay. Yield and steal in thy mighty hands. Have thy own way, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen. And the church said amen. Once again, amen. And amen. It is just good for us to be here. And had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? To Reverend Leverly and to the officers and members of this great church of God, Mount Olive Baptist Church, I'm both grateful and thankful that he has allowed me one more opportunity to draw nigh to him. And I pray the same for you this morning. I'd like to lift up a thought from the book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 27, the book of Acts, which is the blueprint of the church. If you want to know how the church got started and what the church ought to be doing, you can turn to the book of Acts and you will find it there. Beginning at verse 21, chapter 27, beginning at verse 21. This book is written along with the book of Luke, the Gospel according to Luke, by Luke. After the men had gone a long time without food, Paul stood before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete. Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss. But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve, stood before me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar.' And God has graciously given the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me. Nevertheless, we must run aground on some island." May God bless the reader, hear, and doer of his divine word. Shake hands with your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, your condition is not your conclusion. Your condition, whatever it may be this morning, is not your end. It's not the end. No matter what it is that you are going through it this morning, it's not over until God say it's over. In life, we are faced with difficult situations and challenges. At times, it seems as though our situations are the final chapters of our lives. Those of you that are fortunate to keep working, your job will pose problems for you. Even our health will begin to fail us. And it seems as though everything we've tried is not working. I wonder if I'm on your street this morning. Well, I have some good news for you in spite of all of that, that your condition is not your conclusion. Whatever you may be experiencing in life now is not the end. You must keep looking up, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Looking at the text this morning, Paul is on a ship, on his way to Rome. And he's caught in a terrible storm for 14 days and 14 nights. They have sailed and neither sun nor stars has appeared. It seems as though it's the end. But the scripture says that they even among themselves, they had finally gave up all hope of being saved. So I'm saying to you, my Lolly, don't give up hope of being healed. Or don't give up hope of being delivered. Don't give up hope of being transformed by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God this morning, because it's not over until God says it's over. Now, we got to understand this thing about faith. And many would have you to believe that faith is all about dollars and cents. They'd have you to believe that if you got the faith, the check is in the mail. If you got the faith, you ought not be sick. If you got the faith, everything's going to be all right. But faith is more than just that. Faith is putting your belief in action. Now, turn your Bibles right quick to the book of James, the second chapter. Turn your Bible right quick to the book of James, the second chapter. And look, and beginning at verse 18. And James said, but someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. Faith has to have some action. You got to put some feet to your faith. You got to put some arms and hands to your faith. Faith is more than just lip service. Faith is taking God at his word and going on about your business. He says now also in verse 9, say, you believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and tremble. You foolish man, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Faith without action is useless. Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And really what he's saying is that God asked Abraham to offer up his son Isaac as a burnt offering. And Abraham obeyed God and went to the mountain of God and told his servants, said, you stay here, but me and the boy are going up on the mountain. We are going to worship God and we will be right back. So your faith ought to have some action behind it. You ought to be seen doing something for the Lord and showing that you sure enough believe in him. That's what Paul is showing us here in this text. That it seemed like this is the end. The wind is blowing violently, and the ship is no they're no longer able to control the ship. But Paul is saying here that if you just stay on board, stay focused on God, not your situation, not your problem, not your condition, because something's going to change in your life sooner or later. Nothing stays the same all the time. If you're on the mountaintop this morning, don't get too happy, because sooner or later you got to come down in the valley. And if you're in the valley, don't get too sad, but sooner or later you're going to the mountain. You just got to stay focused on God. You must put your faith in him. Yes. Here, there's 14 days. They're in the storm. No light, total darkness. But Paul's faith is still in God. Right. So I submit to you this morning that somebody is wondering, how can I make it through the storms of life? I'm glad you asked. Number one, I want you to put a pin in this. Don't panic. Don't give up. in the stone. Don't throw in the towel. Don't cry, why me? Don't call 1-800-CRYBABY. But trust God. Be encouraged. You got to learn how to encourage yourself even in the storm. Here, Paul tells those men on the ship, now you must take courage because there won't be a loss of life of any of you as long as you stay on the ship. This word courage, by definition, is the ability to face trials and to face difficulties and to face danger and to face uncertainty and to face pain without being overcome by fear. Yes. To be able to face whatever condition you're in this morning and not allow fear to overcome you. Yes. But trust God. Because he has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and self-control. I'm reminded of Moses when he passed the baton of leadership to Joshua. God told Joshua, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That's why you don't have to panic this morning, my honor. Because wherever you're going, whatever you're in, you're not in it by yourself, but the Lord is with you. When you got to understand that when you're going through a storm, that's God's party time. That's when he show up and show out. That's when he let you know who he is and what he can do. And what he will do. These sailors, they were ready to jump overboard. They were ready to give up the ship. But Paul said, now you got to stay on board. And sometime in a storm of life, you're going to lose something. But don't worry. As long as you got life, you got hope. You may have to lose a relationship in the storm. You may have to use some materialistic thing in the storm. But long as you got life and long as you trust God, God will give you some more stuff. He'll do it. And you know, it's strange how God will put you in a situation. Now, when you read Genesis 39:2, it says that the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man. Now that's strange now, because Joseph was thrown in a pit, but the Lord was with Joseph. Now, that's what the Bible says. I didn't write this down. But he was thrown in a pit. Brothers wanted to kill him, but the Bible said the Lord was with Joseph. Sometimes God will put you in a stone, but he don't leave you in a stone. He's in it with you. Wind up at Potiphar's house. But the Bible said the Lord was with him. Now see, sexual harassment didn't just start here lately. It's been going on a long time. Wind up in prison. But the Bible said the Lord was with Joseph. Do you see the picture? And somebody going through something this morning. And say, Red, what you talking about? The Lord is with me with all I'm going through. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. He's with you no matter what you're going through with. But we keep reading the Bible, we find Joseph in the palace. Lord was with him from the pit to the palace. Now he's in control, second in charge in Egypt. The Bible said that he was a successful man. But he had to go through some stones to get to the success. So you got to go through something. Lord was with him. That's why you can trust him. Then next, you got to recognize God's presence in your stone. And Paul says, now, this very night, the angel of God to whose I belong. You all know who you belong to. And if you belong to God, you don't have to worry about the situation that you're in now. Because if you obey him and follow his word, he will bring you through and bring you out if you don't doubt him. You got to understand, you're not in the storm alone. Didn't he promise never to leave you? But you got to recognize God's presence in the storm. Paul recognized God's presence in the storm. Realized that his condition was not his conclusion. See, sometimes your trials are nothing but a test. And trials are uncomfortable situations that we all would prefer not to endure. But if there's no cross, no crown. If there's no pain, no gain. Your suffering, your trials is your condition, but not your conclusion. That's not the end of the story. There's some more to go with it. You got to recognize God's presence, even in your trials, even in your storm. And finally, you got to rely on God's promises to you. Rely on God's promises to you. You got to put your faith in the Lord. Paul says to the people to keep up your courage, men. For I have faith in God that it's going to happen just like God said it's going to happen. That the ship is going to be destroyed, but no lie. We're going to lose everything. All of the goods that's on the ship is going to be gone, but the lives will be saved. And sometimes we put more value in stuff than we do in life. Yeah. Worry about losing stuff. Yeah. But you're always going to get some more stuff. Yeah. And sometimes it's better to lose some stuff. Yeah. Sometimes even in relationship, I'm not meddling this morning, but sometimes it's better to lose a relationship than to stay in it and be in misery. You can do bad all by yourself. You don't need no help. Oh, y'all come on, help me with this morning now. Joker ain't respecting you. You don't need that. You do better to get rid of that. Huh? Hook up with Jesus. Amen. He'll keep you satisfied. Yes, stay focused with him. Yes. I know you're laughing at me, but you hook up with him. Yes. Oh, yeah. And what's so good about it, you don't have to put up with no mess with Jesus. Yes. He'll get the mess that's in you out. Yes. Yes. You got to rely on his promises, not on somebody else. As long as you got the right hookup, and that's the Holy Ghost, he will assure you, even in your condition, that it's not your conclusion. He assures Paul in his condition that this is not the end. Then he promised to be a bridge over troubled water. Then he promised to renew your strength if you wait on the Lord. If you just trust in the Lord, he promised to supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. But you got to believe it. You got to have faith in God. And to have faith in God, my darling, it means to trust God in the shadow as well as the sunshine. It's believing God when things are getting tough as well as when things are going easy. It's relying on him through the bad times as well as the good. It's serving him when you don't like it as well as when you do. It's obeying him when others don't as well as when others do. If you don't panic, don't give up hope in the storm. Stand on the word of God in the storm. Recognize his presence in the storm. rely on God's promises in the storm. And God will. God will. God will. God will see you through. He's able to bless you in the storm. And what I like about it, sometimes he won't deliver you out of the storm, but he'll deliver you in the storm. Oh, where you at, Daniel? Daniel was delivered in the storm. Daniel went to the lion's den, but the lions got sleepy instead of getting hungry and took them a nap. The Hebrew boys went to the fiery furnace, but the heat didn't bother them because there was a third, fourth person in there. And the king couldn't even sleep. Said, I know you put three in there, but I see four now. And look at the fourth one is the Son of God. Oh, he'll be with you, my Ali. No matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, you just trust in the Lord. Oh, Paul, and those 276 men were saved in the storm. They rested on planks of the ship. Some were saved by pieces. But it's just good to know you're saved. Even if it's on pieces, knowing that you're saved, knowing that you've been delivered. And they all was brought to safety because God kept his promise. Oh, when you look at the Bible, it's full of men and women that God brought through their stone. Look at Moses, the murderer. Yeah, we read in Exodus how he slew that Egyptian and hid him in the sand. That was his condition, not his conclusion. But God used him, an ordinary man, Moses, to become the emancipator of the Hebrew nation. There's a man named Naaman. His condition, he was a leopard, but not his conclusion. But when he went to see the prophet, he told him to dip seven times in the Jordan River. Oh, he didn't want to do it at first. But the Bible said he went on and did it, and he was as clean as a newborn baby. The leprosy was his condition, but not his conclusion. But look at Jesus. Oh, they thought they had him. Oh, they arrested him. Yes, they did. They went from courtroom to courtroom, judgment hall to judgment hall. But that was his condition. Oh, they beat him unmercifully. But that was his condition. Oh, they speared him in his side. Blood and water can brush it out. But that was his condition. They nailed him to an old rugged cross. Nailed his hands and nailed his feet. But that was his condition. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. He died for your sin and my sin. But that was his condition. They laid him in a borrowed tomb. They, oh, yeah. We got him. Oh, we got him. Put armed guards. The government seal. Oh, we got him. But that was his condition, not the conclusion. But early, Sunday morning, for the rooster crowed, Sunday morning, for the dew kissed the rose, Sunday morning, for Farmer Brown got his eggs and bacon for breakfast, Sunday morning, he got up with all power. That's why your condition is not your conclusion, because he's alive forevermore. Yes, he is. He's a shelter in the time of storm. He's bread in a starving land. He's water when I'm thirsty. Yeah, he's a battle axe in a time of war. Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Do you Has he delivered you? Has he healed you? Has he helped you? Has he brought you through? Say yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Dr. John E. Montgomery II, preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
What a wonderful time of the year. We would be remiss if we did not cover the birth of Jesus Christ and what is so important about this story. is the understanding of it helps you to have a greater appreciation for what we